Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Hi. Turn up your mind.
Can you share how your information about war plans against the Houthis in Yemen was shared with a journalist in The Atlantic? And were those details classified?
You're talking about a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist who's made a profession of peddling hoaxes time and time again, to include the hoaxes of Russia, 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 or the fine people on both sides hoax, or suckers and losers hoax. So this is the guy that peddles in garbage. This is what he does. I would love to comment on the Houthi campaign because of the skill and courage of our troops. I've monitored it very closely from the beginning, and you see, we've been managing 4 years of deferred maintenance under the Trump administration. Our troops, our sailors were getting shot at as targets. Our ships couldn't sail through. And when they did shoot back, it was purely defensively or at shacks in Yemen. President Trump said, no more. We will reestablish deterrence. We will open freedom of navigation. And we will ultimately decimate the Houthis, which is exactly what we're doing as we speak from the beginning, overwhelmingly.
Why were those details shared on Signal, and how did you learn that a journalist was privy to the targets, the types of weapons used, and
I've heard I was characterized. Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that.
Right,
thank you.
That's
I appreciate
it.
The NSC said it was authentic.
But NSC says it, the National Security Council says it's authentic. They said it was. So what are you lying to my face on this tarmac for, Mr. Hegseth? Are you drunk, sir? And don't your tattoos qualify you to be put on a plane to El Salvador? Just a question. Brett was like, yeah, that. Right. I mean, you've seen his tats. They're totally I mean, they're huge. They look like, something that a gang member would have upon their person. I don't know. I mean, if we're going to use tattoos for, the dividing of terrorists versus non-terrorist gang members versus non-gang, then you have to put him on, you've got to put him back on that plane. He's standing on a tarmac. I mean, how much closer to a plane can you get? Just put him back on there and take him to Bukele. Take him there to the world's, coolest dictator. I mean, it's just like unbelievable. But anyway, Jeffrey Goldberg, he went out and he defended himself. Jeffrey Goldberg is, in case you are blanking out on all the news that's coming at you. Woo! It's just, wow. He is the chief. He's the editor-in-chief at The Atlantic. Now, you know I'm a fan of The Atlantic. Donald Trump thinks it's a bad magazine, a loser's magazine. He thinks it's a magazine that's going out of business. You know, and of course, you know, Pete Hegseth actually accused him of promoting, Russia, 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 and all that. Meanwhile, I want you to understand that Jeffrey Goldberg, if this had been, let's say, texted on Signal, to like Steve Bannon, the day before the attack on Yemen, would have been on his show going, all hell is going to break loose tomorrow. Strap in. And, giving a heads up to the Houthis. What? Yes, it's what he does. You know, all hell is going to, it's not going to look exactly the way you think it is. But all hell is going to break loose tomorrow. Strap in. Thank God they texted it to Jeffrey Goldberg, who refused to publish the details, the weapons packages. He said he got weather reports on this chat about, would it be a good night to bomb Yemen? Would, the weather be cooperative? I mean, it's just like unbelievable. But he was asked specifically about whether or not Hegseth was telling the truth when he denied that he had texted war plans.
Secretary Hegseth, they're saying that nobody was texting war plans.
given you were privy to this group chat. Is that how you saw it?
No, that's a lie.
Oh.
He was texting war plans. He was texting attack plans. When targets were going to be targeted, how they were going to be targeted, who was at the targets, when the next sequence of attacks were happening. I didn't publish this, and I continue not to publish it because it felt like it was too confidential, too technical, and I worry, honestly, that sharing that kind of information in public could endanger American military personnel.
Oh.
But no, they were plans for the attack.
They were
texted before the attack.
And there were things texted that you viewed as so sensitive, you did not even publish them in
right.
your report today.
I made the decision that the technical aspects of this, including what kinds of weapons packages, the attack sequencing, and so on, that's not necessarily in the public interest. What's in the public interest is that they were running a war plan on a messaging app and didn't even know who was invited into the conversation. I mean, it's an obvious, ridiculous security breach. And, you know, he if you notice, he didn't actually answer the question.
Yeah, I did notice. It is an amazing thing that Hegseth is, denying that war plans were texted to a journalist who was invited to a commercially operated encrypted messaging app that is not authorized to host national security conversations about weapons packages, people who would be killed. And by the way, 53 people were killed in this attack. So this is not without consequence, okay? This really did happen. And, Jeffrey Goldberg knew it was going to happen, and he knew it was going to happen days before it happened, and then 2 hours before it happened. And then he was sitting in a grocery store parking lot included in a secure app conversation about attacking a foreign nation. Now, what's interesting about this is that our national security advisor, Mr. Walls, and a man in my position cannot be made to look ridiculous. Yes, it's Mr. Walls. Mr. Walls, who was a congressman and is now our national security advisor, he was in Moscow when he invited everyone to this text chain. He was in Moscow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Our national security advisor was in Moscow. Now, he wasn't in a skiff, and there is one. He could have gone to the American embassy in Moscow, and he could have gotten in the skiff there, and he could have participated in this conversation, and it could have been a secure conversation for all we know, okay? But no, and if he was in a hotel room in Moscow, does anybody believe that hotel rooms in Moscow aren't bugged? Because I do not. I do not believe that that is the case. And here you have our national security advisor who is making me feel very insecure nationally by doing this crap. And so today there was this fortuitously scheduled hearing in the United States Senate about, the security of the United States. It was one of those. And tomorrow, the same one is scheduled to happen in the House. It will happen in the House. So, I mean, it was just like one of those things that just fell into our laps to let us know that our hair should be on fire and that the lights are blinking red, that we do not have a national security advisor or a secretary of defense or a CIA director or a defense, a national intelligence director, Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard is also on this text chain. She was not in the United States at the time either. She was in, I believe, in the Indo-Pacific, touring the Indo-Pacific. I don't know, but that's where she was. I mean, how is this happening where people are on, foreign soil discussing attacks that are going to happen momentarily? Do you know what I like? And man, do they hate Europe too. Oh my God.